So much of what we've done to the Mississippi in the interest of protecting people and property has involved trying to keep the river at bay. Historian Christopher Morris again, talking about a flood in 1849.
I'm really struck at the reactions to the water in the streets. In 1849, while New Orleans was sitting under 10 or 15 feet of water, in many places people went about their business in rowboats. Young men and young women courted by rowing. People fished out their living room windows. There were reports of children playing with water moccasins in the streets, which is, I don't know how safe that was, compared to more recent times when people are clearly afraid of the water.
I saw this fear and lack of connection with the river on my trip to the South this summer. Everywhere I went, I asked people if they'd ever been on the Mississippi River. And the answer was always no. And this seemed crazy to me. The river has driven the economy and mythology of this whole region. I was determined to get on the river. At dawn on a summer day, my guide, John Ruskey, slipped the canoe into the water in Clarksdale, Mississippi.
Should I get in?
Uh-huh, yeah. The common perception of the Mississippi is that it's a dirty ditch, and it's greatly feared.
John is the exception. He's a canoe builder and river guide with Quapaw Canoe Company.
It's left the river in this shroud of mystery and misunderstanding, and has meant that very little of it has been protected and recognized for its wild qualities.
Much of the river is filled with barges and industry on its banks, but he wanted to show me the Mississippi's other, natural side. As we canoed in the wide, mocha-colored waters, John told me that he came down the river by raft nearly 30 years ago.
You know, my only knowledge of the river was the Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and Life on the Mississippi, so everything was a new experience. The thing I didn't expect to find was the generosity and
what was that?
Well, it was either a big turtle or a gator slapping his tail or an Asian carp jumping. I didn't see it clearly. River, what? Yeah, it was big.
A fellow river guide nicknamed River is with us. And every time John asks him something, it's like he's seeking answers or favors from the river itself.
Hey, River, at ease.
We steer into a stream running through an island in the river and find a snake digesting its lunch.
Let's see if we can pull through this. Yeah. There's a big cottonmouth on the left bank up here. What is it, River? Water snake, okay. Disguised like a cottonmouth. Hey, River, push off to the... Let's go up beyond him.
Back out on the water, a boat is towing a bunch of barges. We pull off at a swimming hole.
You're going to jump in?
Uh-huh.
After a swim, as the risen sun beats down on us, we paddle back to Clarksdale.
Hey, River, you want to steer us out of here?
For people who haven't seen it or don't know the Mississippi personally, what do you want to convey about it?
Openness, expansion, freedom, color, patterns. And it's very vibrant. It's always in motion, and it's always present in everything you're doing. And you know, you can't ignore it like you can a small river. In the Mississippi, it dominates the landscape completely. And everything that you see on the islands and in the woods is there because of something the river did